The Birthright Citizenship Act of 2011 seeks to amend the Immigration and Nationality Act to clarify classes of individuals born in the United States who automatically become citizens of the United States at birth. The bill was introduced in the U.S. House in early January by Iowa Representative Steve King, an ultra-conservative Republican, referred to the House Judiciary Committee, then on to Subcommittee on Immigration Policy and Enforcement. The bill has 66 co-sponsors, including Arkansas Representative Rick Crawford, Tim Griffin, and Steve Womack. Democrat Mike Ross does not support it. Steve Womack went on record referring to undocumented infants born in the U.S. as anchor babies, and that the illegal immigration phenomenon is a festering problem. As a resident of Rogers, he's witnessed firsthand a surge of immigrants in his district over the past 25 years. Nationwide, 11 million unauthorized immigrants reside in the United States as of October 2010. And according to our new census figures, the Hispanic population in Arkansas has doubled since 2000 to 186,000, 6.4% of the state's population. As many as 60,000 may be undocumented. We'll never know. Of course, the state's immigration epicenter for a Marshallese diaspora as well is Springdale, Arkansas. Many pregnant alien mothers end up here at Community Clinic, a federally qualified health clinic which provides critical prenatal care for low-income families. Kathy Grisham is the clinic's longtime executive director. She says birthright citizenship laws, as they stand, save taxpayers a tremendous amount of money.
Undocumented women can qualify for Medicaid in the same way anyone else qualifies for Medicaid because the services go to the unborn child. It's an SCHIP program that the state had to approve, and they did that in maybe July of 2005. When the baby's born, they're a U.S. citizen. So it's the perfect way to take care of a baby. Keep a baby from being a million-dollar baby, because for every dollar invested in prenatal care, you save at least $7 in afterbirth care. So you keep babies from becoming million-dollar babies because of a lack of prenatal care. And it's our community that absorbs that cost, because we would take care of those babies at our hospitals, and there would be no reimbursement for that care.
In 2010, Community Clinic, which operates three medical sites in northwest Arkansas, had 75,000 patient visits from low-income residents with no insurance, up from 18,000 in 2005. But staff don't track citizenship status. Last year, the clinic provided prenatal care to 1,481 patients over nearly 5,400 visits. 44% were Hispanic and 11% Marshallese. Community Clinic staff refer expectant mothers to the nearest hospital, primarily Northwest Health System and its partner facility, Willow Creek Women's Hospital. In 2005, it recorded 399 Hispanic newborns. By 2010, that number increased to 692. Washington Regional Medical Center provides birthing facilities to immigrant moms. In 2005, 354 Hispanic babies were born there. 10 years later, only 86 were recorded. Hospital officials are unable to interpret the significant decrease. Neither hospital tracks documentation status. Hospitals who take charity cases often have to write off the cost of that care, and critics who seek to repeal birthright citizenship cite that burden to both hospitals and taxpayers. Giving birth to a U.S. citizen does provide a path to naturalization. Undocumented parents can petition for legal residency when their child reaches 21 years of age. But referring to such children as anchor babies upsets Community Clinic Executive Director Kathy Grisham.
What we see at the Community Clinic are people have come to this country because of jobs that are here. They came here for the same reason my ancestors came here, however many generations ago that was, for a better opportunity.
The Pew Hispanic Center corroborates this. It found that only 9% of undocumented Hispanic women who've given birth have recently crossed into the United States. Tara Manthe, spokesperson for Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families in Little Rock, she says denying babies an American birthright poses a certain danger.
You know, we are concerned that if a fundamental right like having citizenship at birth is taken away, you would have a very large population of children who are children without a nation, who would not have somewhere to, they would kind of live on the outside margins of our society and would be at risk of exploitation or deportation to a country that they have never known. We would be concerned about them not being able to get an education, to get access to preventative services, and becoming ill and not educated, and then not being able to help our economy and country move ahead when they're adults.
Unauthorized immigration has decreased due to a contracted U.S. economy, but data show in Oklahoma and likely in neighboring Arkansas, the undocumented population is on the rise. Under an amended birthright citizenship law, if one parent is legal, their infant will be as well. Nationwide, the number of children born to at least one unauthorized immigrant parent in 2009 was 350,000, 8% of all U.S. newborns. It's been a month since the birthright citizenship bill has been considered. What with more pressing congressional issues like the federal budget and deficit reductions, but once immigration issues resurface, Americans will be given an opportunity to understand the law as stated in the 14th Amendment. Ratified in 1868, it states all persons born in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. But that middle clause, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, has divided both politicians and constitutional scholars. So even if the measure passes, any birthright citizenship repeal, even if enacted at the state level, will likely end up in the courts. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.